Hello and welcome to episode 80 of the Nerdstravaganza podcast. This is Tom coming at you with a somewhat unorthodox intro for what will be a somewhat unorthodox episode for us. We are going to treat you to our recording of our first ever convention panel, which took place at the ChibiPaw convention this week, in which we discussed how to podcast with no time, no money, and no talent, which was a very apt description given that it was our panel. Anyway, I will be popping in with narration here and there as it makes sense, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
I'm Tom.
I'm Brian.
Nerdstravaganza podcast, that's what we do. We will give you stickers and fun stuff so you can check us out afterwards. We do a podcast, and so we thought we would come here and share our experiences and or... what, advice?
I guess advice.
And invite anybody in the audience that wanted to immortalize themselves by... participating with us today.
It's a how-to. You may as well do it.
It's an interactive how-to. We do offer the prize of Pocky for anybody that wants to participate.
Does anyone want to?
We have one volunteer right off the bat. Come on up, sir.
We'll
have a seat. So basically, we are in the very crowded nerd podcast space. So I guess the first thing I would offer in the way of advice is if you're thinking about doing your own podcast, explore deeply your own motivations behind doing that. And if you're looking for a route to fame and fortune and quitting your day job, I would advise another route. I don't know what that route is, but I'm going to put that out there as a full disclaimer. Now, for somebody who's about to embark on his own journey to fame and fortune, what's your name, sir?
My name is Philip J. Smith.
Philip J. Smith, welcome. So do you have any interest even remotely in podcasting, or do we spark your interest?
Well, I've actually wanted to make my own podcast, or at least be a part of one, in some sense, for quite some time. Ever since I started listening to multiple different podcasts, I've always felt like I would like to have been on one. And in fact, I had contacted a podcast called The Derpy Show, and they had expressed interest in having me on there and just derping around.
Derping.
But nothing ever came of it. Just events in my own life had come up, and nothing ever came through of that. But it's always been a wish to be a part of one or create my own in that manner.
And we know now that we will be added to your rotation of podcasts, of course, but could you list, for the purposes of our convenience for hashtagging, some other podcasts that you listen to that you might like to emulate?
I listen to the Rooster Teeth podcast. I listen to a whole range of shows by The Nerdy Show. They do several different shows. In particular, they do a D&T podcast. They do several other more random D20 kind of RPGs. For example, they have a Ghostbuster RPG D20 and a Pokemon D20 RPG that I listen to.
Whoa.
Yes. Rather unusual, but in that case, they're quite hilarious. In addition to that, I also listen to...
Nerdstravaganza?
Well,
I
believe I will do now. I will add it onto my rotation list. I currently work as a security guard, and late at night,
there's
not much to do.
We have that in common, sir. I used to work as a security guard on the night shift.
At night, no one's watching you, and you can, as long as you do your job, you can put music on, and I listen to podcasts.
So if you were to launch your podcast tomorrow, what would it be?
It'd probably be almost a verbal blog, almost, of just my opinions, likes, and dislikes of the current gaming news, and perhaps even news in general. I might have different sections, primarily upon gaming news, but also general news and of the world.
So what's keeping you from doing it?
Mostly motivation, time, and also equipment. I have, right now, I think a $5 microphone that sounds like I have static blowing all constantly. I believe there's a short in one of the connections somewhere. I've had this sucker for almost 5 or 6 years now, and I mainly only use it when I'm playing League of Legends. But currently, that's a purchase that I plan to make and eventually will do so.
Let me offer this bit of advice. So we collaborate remotely most of the time, and we use Skype for that, and just... fairly reasonably priced microphones. This setup here is a borrowed setup for recording in studio, as it were. It's a little more complicated because you're going to have a mixer and record directly to a PC as well as a couple of mics. It's actually more simple using Skype to record a remote podcast than it is to record an in-person one. So whatever format you're thinking of might inform your purchasing decisions.
When I came on, the first couple episodes... I used a $9.99 Radio Shack mic, and it actually sounded not terrible. No static or anything. It was just...
Well, I'm sure the microphone that I have now would work perfectly fine if it hadn't been with me and through about three or four different moves and being thrown around and stepped on. And right now, I believe there are several exposed wires coming from one of the headphones.
Mm.
I use it. It's a headphone microphone combination,
yes,
and
yes.
The microphone portion of it works. And aside from the mechanical and IDA issues, there's also I don't really want to do it where I'm just monologuing for however long it is. I'd very much like to be some sort of back and forth with a friend. And currently, I don't know of anyone who has that amount of time and ability to be able to bounce ideas back and forth between each other. Perhaps there's someone that I could find, but that's something I haven't had time to get in contact with anybody and figure something like that out.
Well, I will say that you seem to be able to hold a conversation, so I recommend that you find a friend. We'll be happy to broker that for you through our Nerdtravaganza community, if possible.
We have a few spare friends.
Yeah, we could loan you or sublet out a friend, and I think you might have fun with it, man. And like I said, you know, the most important bit of advice I could give you, not that you've asked for any, but I'm going to just dump it on you anyway, is do it for fun, do it for the pure heck of it, because, you know, otherwise you might get discouraged when you don't immediately get invited to host the next King of the Nerds season. That happened to us, we had to deal with it, but here we are today. Cool, man, I guess with that, Brian, you have any more questions?
Well,
comments?
We're doing one of our regular sections of the show is the Geekly Weekly. What have you been doing last week? So why don't you? You'll be on our show. Just tell us how's the con? What special did you do?
Just recently, I have been spending a lot of my free time playing Assassin's Creed 4. Has recently come out, and I've been enjoying it greatly so far. Within the past 3 or 4 days, I believe I'm at about 80% of the game. And so far, I'm having a wonderful time with it. Unfortunately, it has almost zero replayability. Once you've played it once, you're going to have to put it down for a year or two, and then maybe come back to it later. There's also another downside that it's the first Assassin's Creed game that I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
And while I know the basic premise and plot of the whole series, I haven't played the other one, so there's that lack of that almost disconnect that you feel with the other characters. Major spoilers for number 3, but the main character is dead, and in the fourth one, you're picking up a nameless, mute, just doll of a person that you're directing around outside of the Animus pirate gameplay. And that portion of the game can be confusing to someone who doesn't know what the game is about, and there are several portions where it invites you to peer farther into the more modern aspect of the game, but I always just went back and started killing things as a pirate. That's by far the more enjoyable part of the game.
You sound like my kind of game player. So, Assassin's Creed occupying much of your recent time. Are you jumping on the next generation bandwagon with either system?
No, unfortunately, I am a purely PC kind of person.
Get out!
Yes, I almost certainly will get some sort of hate for that. But my last console actually used to be a Wii, and I haven't played that in several years, only because it broke. I lent it to my father, and it was overused for bowling and tennis. And now it has been broken, and I haven't convinced him to buy me a new one. So as for the new ones, well, it would be very nice to get an Xbox or a PlayStation 4. I don't have either the budget or inclination or any attachment to the games that are coming out. The only games that are coming out for the Xbox that I would have really liked to have played is probably the Halo series. The Halo has always had a special place in my heart. It's probably one of the first games I ever played in my life. It's pretty much what got me into gaming. At the very beginning of high school, we had massive LAN parties throughout the school to the great disappointment and anger of our teachers, who immediately tried to remove from the game from the computers, but they repeatedly failed, and we continued to have massive LAN parties playing Halo 1. And that will always hold a special place in my heart. I even bought an Xbox One just to be able to play it in my spare time.
That was the answer I was looking for.
Yeah.
Xbox One.
Xbox One. No, not the new, not Xbox One.
The original
Xbox.
The original Xbox.
Got it. Confusing at
yes,
all.
Because that name is not confusing at all.
Not in the least.
Yes, not in the least.
Well, cool. Thank you for sharing your last week's activity. Brian, any more questions and or comments before we invite somebody else up and send this guy packing with some Pocky?
I think we're ready to send Philip packing with Pocky.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for participating. We will do our level best to help you find a friend and begin your podcasting career. So as you exit the stage, feel free to grab some Pocky.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for allowing me to have my first podcasting experience. I'll be sure to download this episode and listen to how silly I sound on it.
You sound great. Farewell, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Give it up, folks. Great job.
Hey, this is Tom again. This next bit involves me having a little fun with a con attendee who came in seeking Pocky and not necessarily seeking to participate in our panel. He was a good sport, though, and was able to come up and present me a challenge that I could not rise to, and so he left triumphant with some Pocky.
Now, for those of you that just joined us, word has apparently gotten out about the Pocky, which explains the massive growth in our audience. Certain folks have come in only for Pocky, and that's a little hurtful, but I will make you a deal. The reason I gave the one girl Pocky is because she had the decency to be here from the very beginning of our podcast. You came in and, sir, and directly asked for Pocky. If you come up here and ask, and give me one reason I should give you Pocky, I'll give you Pocky, and you can be on your way. You don't even have to give us your name. You dare me to butcher your name?
No, to pronounce my
name. To pronounce it. Okay, say it again.
Rashid.
Rashid.
Nope. Abdul-Jabbar. Abdul-Jabbar.
Abdul-Jabbar. Gohan.
Gagash.
Gagash.
No, you pronounced it wrong.
All right.
Can I have the Pocky now?
Pronounce it again.
Rashid Abdul-Jabbar Gagash.
Okay, for the record, I thought I did a passable job pronouncing that guy's name, especially considering he had his whole life to learn it, and I had like 10 seconds. But he left with his Pocky, and all was well.
You humiliated me enough. Take your Pocky and go. Not very kind. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Give us a listen if you want some time. Enjoy the rest of your con. Farewell.
Very kind of you.
Yeah. Later, man.
Hey, this is Tom with a bit of narration again. At this point, a cute girl came up and mentioned to us that she lost her Fluttershy doll and Fluttershy bow and made an appeal to us, and we could not help but give her Pocky, and all of the adults in the audience thought that was adorable, because frankly it was. Let it never be said that we at the Nerd Extravaganza podcast do not understand the concept of adorable. Anyway, here we go.
I got a Fluttershy doll, and that, and I lost that, and I got a Fluttershy bow, and I lost that, so it feels like Fluttershy keeps flying away from me.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Who's that you left on the chair out there?
Oh, that's my friend.
What are the odds that you get your friend to come up here for a second?
Well, she's out looking for my bow.
No, I mean the friend sitting right there in the chair. All right, this is going to be cute for adult reasons that you won't understand until you're older, but watch this, if I may. What flavor?
Chocolate.
You like chocolate? Okay, I have confirmation that you like chocolate, so just going to, for my own.
At this point, I made a show of placing a box of Pocky in the arms of this girl's friend's cute little stuffed animal and had her carry it back to her chair in a very cute way. It was very, 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 very cute.
This is so cute. If you could just maybe carry that back and let all the adults ooh and all over it their way back to the seat, that would be great. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody? Any other victims? Anybody else want to participate? You already participated once.
They are giving away Pocky right now. This is Philip Smith again. And I've never eaten Pocky before, so for the first time, I'm trying chocolate Pocky. And I must say, it is quite good. To the point that I think I might buy some on my own.
Well, we're going to sell whatever's left, so you're in luck. You, sir, we have another victim. Come on up. By the way, on a scale of 1 to 10, was my impromptu cute handing the kid Pocky thing? I thought it was pretty good, yeah?
Seven.
It got about a 4. All right, I tried. All right, Hi. Welcome, sir. We have our next participant.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you? Please introduce yourself.
My name is Caesar, and yeah. Yeah, I get that.
How many times have you gotten that?
Hail? Quite a few. But more often it's just Caesar, like Caesar salad. And I'm like, yeah, sure. That works.
My reaction would be Caesar, like I'm going to punch you in the face. So I, you know.
What?
Hearing that one too many times would get on my nerves, I think. But you seem like a good sport.
No, yeah.
So that's why you're sitting up here with us, right?
Yeah. It's also really funny because like sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, my middle name's Alexander. And they're just like, Caesar? Alexander?
Wow.
You're destined.
What's your last name, Rome?
No. That would be awesome, though.
So, Caesar, any interest in podcasting? Is it something you've an idea you've kicked around? Anything you've been interested in at all?
No, I can't say that I have had an interest in it. Actually, walking in here, I did think it was the comedy show, but I decided to stay because I wanted to hear what you guys had to say.
Would you rate us somewhat funny?
Yeah, I think you guys are funny. Cool. But you know, after listening to you guys, I was like, an idea that I've always had was to get a group of friends together and in one room paint it with I don't know how you call it, eraser board paint.
Okay.
And then get beers and then talk about stuff. And, like, I thought that, you know, after hearing you guys talk about just stuff, random stuff, I was like, that'd be a cool way to podcast stuff.
I get it, but what's the eraser board paint?
Well, you know, that's when I thought it, no one would be able to see it on a podcast.
So you have to do video, like a video show.
Probably video.
And so what, you want to kind of draw out your ideas on the eraser board?
Draw whatever we came... Whatever came to mind, because I personally like science and mathematics, so it's quite interesting to talk about that stuff for me.
Please continue.
Oh, but even things that I don't know, for example, like any other particular science or politics, I'm kind of like, I don't know any of that stuff, and so I'm just like, oh, it'd be cool to talk about that.
So you'd be a little more academic leaning.
Yeah.
I have to confess, as long as you kept the math below like a pre-calculus level, I would probably be able to follow. That sounds pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I muddled my way through calculus, so I won't pretend I know much. Brian, what do you think? That sounds like a pretty cool concept.
I'm still disappointed that we sound drunk. We reminded him that getting beers would...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That sound drunk,
yeah. I promise we are not under the influence of alcohol. This is our normal voices. We're totally sober right now.
Well, no, that was the idea that I had. Just to make it a comfortable thing, you know, just... I'd like to hear what someone has to say, you know, kind of no holds, because I'd not say that when you're sober, you're conscious and whatnot with what you say, but, you know, when people are drunk, they tend to just be like, okay, this is that, and, you know, it could be different than what they think normally.
I don't know. True. It does tend to bring out a different viewpoint on things, not one that's always valid, but...
True.
So, as you heard... We do a regular segment on our podcast where we find out what our co-host has been up to in the past week called our Weekly Geekly Geekly Weekly Roundup. It's called that because we couldn't decide if it should be Weekly Geekly or Geekly Weekly, so we obnoxiously say both. So, sir, what have you been up to in the past week along geeky lines?
Along geeky lines? Tutoring math, if that counts as geeky.
Oh, God, yes.
Definition.
Yeah, so that's why I lean towards academics, and I guess it can also kind of start at the beginning of the week. Last weekend, I went to Massachusetts with my girlfriend, and we're having a good time, and I decided to go to a comic book shop because she hates that kind of stuff, so I'm like, let's go anyways. It was a card shop, actually, and they had like two boxes of comics, and we found like a whole bunch of comics for $10. Oh, it was really cool.
Do you remember the name of the place?
Worlds Apart Games in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Another awesome hashtag for us. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's how the week started. Other than that, it's just been, you know, working with tutoring math, and now I'm here at the con, and it's the first time being at ChibiPaw in particularly, but it's really cool.
You like
it? Yeah, I do like it.
So the week started with comics, worked its way up to differential equations, and now here you are at ChibiPaw. That's a full week by any standard.
Definitely.
You got to admit, it's pretty impressive that I know the word differential equation.
I've had to tutor that, and it's...
I like that, actually. I enjoyed that when I was studying.
It's so-so. I personally am like, yeah.
Not so much?
No. Well, yeah.
Well, cool, Caesar. Thanks for coming up, Brian. Any further comments, questions, anything before we reward this gentleman for his participation?
Reward away.
Okay, then.
Please choose Pocky of either variety. Nice. Strawberry's getting some representation today. Most people go for chocolate, for example. Thank you for letting me use your little friend for that cute display. I really appreciate that. So, it's your friend? Oh, so you really earned the Pocky. Well, if you're willing to volunteer your stuffed friend to come up here and fetch Pocky for you, you can have Pocky too. But you have to grab the Pocky obnoxiously with the little stuffed animal and carry it back to your seat, because everybody thinks that's cute.
No one Aww. Thinks that's cute, Tom.
So adorable.
That's when you pick up the whole box.
My little stuffed animal's greedy. No. Now turn around and do like a little walking motion back to your seat. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's adorable. Aw, wish we had a video camera. It's so cute. Oh, brings a tear to my eye. Anybody else want to participate? You, sir, please come on up. Can't believe this was like 3 participants. 4 if you count the guy that tripped me up on his name and just left. My only objection is, because I would have given him the Pocky, but he was very aggressive about coming up and being like, Pocky! Come on, dude.
Yeah, to the point of being disruptive.
Yes, exactly. Thought that was handled with somewhat graciously. Okay, we welcome our next temporary co-host. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, my name is Ryan.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Why? There's Pocky waiting for you at the end of this. That should calm your nerves. You're excited about the Pocky is what it is.
Yeah.
Are you interested at all in podcasting, or do you listen to podcasts? Have you considered doing one on your own?
Yeah, I started listening to 2 podcasts over the last year.
What are they? Do you know their names off the top of your head?
Low Elo, it's a League of Legends podcast.
Ah, yes.
And Cox and Crendor in the Morning. These two guys who just read Yahoo News. It's
wow. Why didn't we think of that?
It's pretty funny.
But they do it in a funny, entertaining way, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. If you were to create your own show, what would its format be?
The main purpose of it really would just be when I'm in my room discussing politics with my cat, that my parents for a second could pretend I wasn't crazy.
I like that, and I think that's pretty much the title. When I'm in my room talking politics with my cat, it would be nice if my parents didn't act like I was crazy. The podcast. I would totally listen to that. I would live that. I would structure my life around that, actually. When are you starting?
When I get a decent microphone.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of people on that case, so we'll make that happen for everyone. Maybe we can, like, somehow monetize that by linking to cheap mics on Amazon or something. Check our podcast out. We will totally help you in whatever way we can. Now, I want to ask what you've been up to last week for the Geekly Roundup, but I suspect it has to do with your cat and politics and talking.
Not this week.
Oh, no, you took a week off. Okay. What else have you been up to?
I've been, like, smacking a hand-me-down computer with a rock until it plays Skyrim.
Nice. I find that really boosts my graphics performance, typically. So you're a Skyrim fan?
Yeah.
Now that it works? Now that it runs?
Now that it works, yes.
Cool. Isn't it annoying that no matter how high you rise in the ranks, those guards still make fun of you for losing your sweet role?
Yeah, they're obnoxious.
A little disrespectful. I'm like Thane, guy. You're not funny anymore.
There's a mod for
that. Is there?
Yeah, there's a mod for everything.
Well, we appreciate you coming up. Any more questions from you, Brian? Or in that case, nervous as you were, I think you did an admirable job, and you should help yourself to a box of Pocky on your way back to your seat.
Thank you.
Give it up. Yay! Bravo! Welcome, people who just joined us. If you took a wrong turn and we're heading to the comedy show, that's next door. We're marginally funny. We've been getting some laughs, mainly because people are trying to get Pocky out of us. So if you just want to yuck it up back there, you know, we'll hand out Pocky eventually. Your option. If you actually want to participate... Oh, wow, that was not a good sale. They're just leaving. I mean, this is delicious Pocky.
This isn't the playthrough.
It's so good. The comedy show's not funny. It's in Japanese. You don't even understand Japanese.
I totally speak Japanese.
Look, as awkward as that scene for me, it was 20 times more awkward for them, which was the point.
Right.
I wish I knew a little bit of Japanese so I could, like, blah, 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 you know, say something as they were running out. the door. Like, you dishonor your face. Wait, that's stereotypical, the dishonor thing. I shouldn't say that. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else want to participate? You, sir. Please. You speak Japanese?
No.
God. Anybody?
Wish.
A lot of people at these anime conventions wish they spoke Japanese, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody speaks even a little bit?
Actually, even more so Korean than... More so Korean than Japanese.
Okay. Introduce yourself and then explain to me the rise of, like, sort of Korean pop culture now that's relatively new.
My name is Elvis.
With an E or an A starts with? Your
it's
name.
It's Elvis with an A.
Okay, Elvis, okay.
Or Alvin with an S.
Either way you want to put it, okay.
Yeah. Well, for K-pop has probably around, let's see, when was 10th grade? 2009 or 2010.
That's kind of when it hit.
Yeah, definitely when it hit.
That's like a long time ago,
the rise
ago,
right? Of early Big Bang, early 2NE1. It's when YG, which is one of the biggest K-pop entertainment industries over there, kind of just started debuting a lot of single artists, producers, just big bands. Boy bands mostly.
Yeah, right.
It's mostly boy bands.
Yep.
And then very, very good looking boy bands.
I'm not gonna say they
and
make me
very
feel inadequate.
Looking, girl bands as well. Girl bands is really big as well. And it's pop. And in this culture, pop is more. It's easier to dive into, and it's very dancey. And because of the whole foreign. Asian, good-looking people kind of thing. It kind of just wrapped Earth around. And I was like, hey, K-pop's here. This is not cool anymore.
So as
go away, J-Rock.
I didn't even know there was J-Rock. So once you become an older, out-of-touch person, you miss these trends. So you got to call up the young, hip people to get tune you in on what's going on. Yeah. I noticed as I was going to conventions, I started to see these really attractive like young dudes dancing and singing, and all the girls like, oh, looking up at the screens. And that, I guess, was the dawn of this phenomenon, and I had no idea what I was looking at. I was just, you know, shaking my cane. Get off my convention, kid.
It's getting more westernized, and they're kind of merging together. There's a K-Fest in Cali. Every year there's a concert of Korean bands that come over to America. And not all of them, but a lot of the good ones come over here. And then there's a show about the Brown-Eyed Girls on Nickelodeon, which is basically... Korean girl band, and the thing is, not a lot of people know this, but Bomb from 2NE1, Psy, which is Gangnam Style, they graduated from music schools in America.
Oh,
like,
really?
Berkeley, Psy. So they graduated from Berkeley Music.
So they maybe took some American pop sensibilities home, and then kind of just kicked this whole thing off.
Yeah, that's also mixed another up. Thing in J-Rock, J-pop. K-pop, K-rock, a lot of English words are inserted into it.
It's kind of like a fusion thing going on.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
And that's kind of what's like sort of going in the merge is what kind of makes everything a lot better.
We got some new guests. Have a seat
podcast.
And find out. Come on in if you want.
Podcast.
We're doing a show about podcasts. It's really cool. Currently, we're talking about K-pop.
Oh, you guys do Audacity too.
Shocking. Yes, we do. Shockingly interesting. So when we were kids, it was cool to try, and this happened for years. If you could learn Japanese, you were like really cool. But is Korean sort of taking over that?
It's kind of head to head.
Oh,
more because Korean is learned so that K dramas.
Oh God, yes.
K dramas. Yes, you can listen to K dramas. You could watch them, cry while understanding without the subtitles, or cry even more tears.
I'm not waiting to read to react. Okay, I know. I feel this. That's great.
Like double the tears, and then
authentic tears,
and then listen to the music because a lot more people actually listen to K-pop a lot more than like J-pop, J-rock. You still have the hardcore J-rockers with the crazy hair.
That's
me. I was one of them. But Japanese is also learned because of the culture. There's more of like a whole Japanese culture, cherry blossoms, Tokyo, wanting to go over there, and anime mostly.
Never heard of that. Is that like cartoons?
Japanese cartoons.
Oh, cool. Wow, that sounds neat. I'll check that out. I'll check that out sometime.
Yeah. But yeah, that's That's what learning Japanese is like. You want to.
Okay, so there's still a market for both.
Yes, definitely. And that's the thing is Japanese culture is even Chibi-Pa is Japanese culture festival.
Yeah.
And the thing is Korean. The whole Korean culture is not as known, or not a lot of people know about it. They don't want to just, oh, let's go to South Korea.
But that's changing.
When they think of Korea, they think of, like, North Korea or K-pop. It's either K-pop, StarCraft, you know, best League of Legends.
That's right, that's right. The Koreans are excellent at these
gaming.
Competitive gaming. That's right, I know that much.
There's actually an industry.
Yeah, it's professional. That's insane.
You can go in to train, and you can major in producing StarCraft streams, you know, events and stuff. There's degrees for that. And then same thing as if you can have degrees for voice acting in Japan. Schools over 150 or so, and it's pretty awesome.
Well, I already know what you should do a show about, so I'm not even going to ask. I'm going to tell you should do a show about K-pop, Korean culture, and the way it relates to sort of the anime, Japanese culture, at least for a Western audience and American audience. I also think you need to learn Korean and Japanese. You need to learn two languages if you don't speak either. And I think this is all pretty easy, and you should do it.
Oh, and then start. Oh, and another thing is, I came here, I didn't know it was podcast, but I came here, and when I saw on the schedule it was podcast, the thing that jumped into my head was Welcome to Night Vale.
Hmm. That's one you listen to, or?
I only listened to the first one, and
okay.
I want to listen to the other ones because I've seen cosplays of Cecil and like and I want to do all that, and I want to just dive in, and I feel like it's a lot easier and faster to dive into Night Vale than Homestuck. So
you might be interested in that as a topic if you were to do your own show.
I mean, I wouldn't mind like writing a story and then podcasting like an episode or a chapter of like a story as well.
Well, feel free to post any and all of your ideas on any of the Nerdtravaganza podcast social media things, and we will prop you out and promote you as much as we can.
Cool.
We appreciate your time, sir. Brian, do you have... I'm going to guess that his Weekly Geekly has a lot to do with the things we just discussed, unless you have any further questions. Should we let this gentleman...
No, I think that's it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank
Reward
you.
Yourself with Pocky and have a seat if you want.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got a number of guests, and I think where are we at on time?
Yeah,
we're rolling.
Wrap up time.
We're coming into wrap up time. So unless anybody's got a rapid fire contribution they want to make, answer any questions, give you any tips, etc. Before we adjourn, anything from anyone? Yes, sir, Caesar.
Actually, I just wanted to ask. I don't know if you said it, or maybe I wasn't listening. What do you guys talk about on your podcast?
Accounting and bookkeeping mainly. No. We're sort of the general, what would you say, the general formula nerd culture podcast, but we kind of just seize on a concept that we want to talk about and just really kind of geek out over it. So we do a little bit of reporting on current news and events and what's hot, but mainly just like concepts that appeal to us.
Well, because the other thing that I wanted to ask is, he mentioned about stories, like K-drama and stuff like that, and I don't know if you guys watch The Mighty Boosh at all. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
It's radio show. The way it's radio show is done. You know, if you guys ever do that, I think that's cool.
That's our winning formula. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. We walk out of here with a path to greatness. Thank you. When we're big, like, Los Angeles-based Hollywood guys organizing our own K-pop festivals and stuff, we will invite you, Caesar. Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Other than that, we're going to wrap it up, and we've got a few more gifts we're just probably going to pass out, so... Oh, we have one more. Please come up again, sir. And reintroduce yourself for the purpose of editing.
My name is Elvis.
I noticed you guys use Audacity, and I use it to record, like, a bunch of stuff, and I ordered on Amazon a really, really good professional-looking mic, and it works pretty well for $20, $22 with tax and shipping.
It was
pretty great, and it came with a popper or boomer mic or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was pretty great. I mean, it was kind of tricky moving it, and I kind of just got tired and not motivated enough to, like, kind of screw it on. So I just hold it whenever I talk. But I recorded some really cool Not really cool, but I auditioned for some voice acting fanfics online. And besides Audacity, what other programs do you use?
Geez, we make heavy use of Audacity, don't we, Brian?
Yeah. We record in Skype since we're usually remote. And Audacity is the only editing software we've used so far.
We use something called, what is it, MP3 Skype Recorder?
That's going away, though, so...
Yeah, it's free.
We use antiquated software that's no longer being supported.
Yeah, but... So when it comes to Skype, anybody looking to use Skype, you will need something to record your Skype call. We use MP3 Skype Recorder, but we're looking for a better solution. We're open to suggestions. And we would be open, since you're now going to join our awesome Facebook community and so on, to you linking that mic so that we can share it with everybody and maybe look into it ourselves. Appreciate that, sir. Thank you, Albus. Anything else before we...
No.
Cool, man. Enjoy your pocky. Yeah, take care. Okay, as I said, we're probably going to give away some more goodies. I don't really see how that's going to translate very well to the microphone, other than just the shuffling of packages and people expressing their gratitude. So I think we can pretty much adjourn at this point. And thank you all for coming to our panel. And we are the Nerdstravaganza Podcast. Check us out. Stickers and booby prizes available on the way out.
And good luck in your own casting.
Hey, this is Tom again, and I hope you enjoyed listening to our recording from the ChibiPaw anime convention that we attended recently. This was our first ever panel, as I said, and I thought it went really well. I do want to remind you that we are available on iTunes. Feel free to subscribe to us and rate us positively and write us an awesome review. As well, if you're into streaming, you can check us out on Stitcher. And we encourage you to interact with us through our social media channels. We've got a Facebook page, a Facebook group. We've got a Twitter at Nerdstravaganza. I believe we have an Instagram. And we are on Google Plus as well. So look us up, Nerdstravaganza. We'd also love to hear from you via email, nerdstravaganza@gmail.com. So until next time, bye.